The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Captain Morgan.
It is Friday. He is Jalen Rose. I am David Jacoby. We are Jalen Jacoby. What is it that we do, Jalen?
We give the people what they want.
Paul George got what he wanted in an extension of his contract. Kyrie Irving is sneak dissing us in the media on social media, but we start with Thursday night football. Where the Patriots, fresh off of beating the Chargers 45-0, got waxed last night and ran all over by that man, Cam Akers. What did you think about Akers just slicing up the Patriots defense?
That his last name is Akers. There's a lot of greenery out there, and I know you remember the show Green Akers.
Green Akers.
Putting up big numbers, the most by a rookie for their franchise since, my God, the bus, Detroit's own, Jerome Bettis. It was great to see them have that ball control and get a big-time win against the Pats.
Jalen, we always talked about this year being an audition year for Cam Newton. He signed a one-year deal at a small number, basically putting his skills on display for the rest of the league, trying to get a new starting job at a different team, likely not the Patriots next season. However, he's been not performing that well. While he did beat the Chargers 45-0 last week, he only threw for 69 yards, didn't look great last night at all. What do you think about Cam's year with the Patriots?
I think there's a duality happening. So you can look at their record and be like, wow, I am kind of surprised that they have that many wins with so many people opting out, and we know about their challenges offensively and with their weapons. What about that time they got into the red zone and basically tried to run Cam right up the middle like two or three times? It just seems like they don't trust him as a passer. That's something that we've talked about on this show as well. And so this audition isn't going well, Jacoby. I think at some point you're going to have to give Stidham an opportunity to see what he has. You know that Cam was only going to be there 1 year anyway. If I'm Bill Belichick, I do something that I haven't done. I scout the league, and I actually get me a veteran quarterback. Did Dak Prescott sign in Dallas yet?
No.
Did that happen yet?
No, okay. He did not.
Okay. So I believe, like you mentioned, this is Cam's only year with the Patriots. Sadly, it may be his final year until he proves himself again being a starting quarterback for a contending caliber team.
He really has. His ability to throw the ball, as you've mentioned all season long, it just seems like he throws it into the ground, and he does it over and over again, and you saw it last night as well. He got benched for Jared Stidham. Jared Stidham took Cam Newton's position last night in the game. It's a tough season for Cam. Wish him the best moving forward, but I do not think he will move forward with the New England Patriots. Now, Jalen, you and I are about to move forward because there's a huge game in the AFC this weekend. You know I'm a die-easy Bills fan. You know I picked up the Bills this year. And you know I'm rooting for the Bills against the now not undefeated Steelers. Jalen, Bills, Steelers, what are you keying on for this one?
You already know since Griselda start linking up with Benny the Butcher, West Side Gun, and my guy Boldy James. You know I'm 90 East to 94 all day, so I'm die easy with your Bills.
Yes.
But the Steelers are coming off of a loss. They had so many drop passes, the most in the NFL. Big Ben threw for over 50 times, and they only rushed the ball for less than 10 yards. They're going to have to get their balance back. I'm actually rolling with you, David Jacoby.
I think the
Bills at home with Stephon Diggs and Moss out of the backfield with Singletary.
Yes.
Find a way to give the Steelers their second loss in consecutive weeks.
We always talk about the Steelers' weapons, and they have Claypool and Washington and Johnson and Juju Smith-Schuster. But we don't talk about the drop passes. Look at the numbers, Jalen. It's very significant. It changes games and ends possessions with their drop passes. They have 31 drop passes. That's 10 more than second place. They had 7 drops on Monday against the football team. It's called the football team. That is absolutely significant. You cannot blame Big Ben for that. I have the Bills winning this one and taking control of a higher seed in the AFC East playoff picture. But, Jalen, that's not the only big game. This one's personal to me because me and you are close. And I know you care about your legacy, your namesake, the fact there are so many young athletes named Jalen. I know that each one of the Jalens has a piece of your heart and mine too. And I really think the Eagles are doing a disservice by playing Jalen Hurts against the best defense in the NFL. Please, Doug Peterson, do not put this man out to start at quarterback. We're going to have a show on Monday, Jalen. We're not going to be talking about how well he played. We're not. We're going to be showing him getting sacked, showing him getting intercepted, showing him getting hit. Why are they doing this to your namesake, Jalen Hurts?
Here's a prop bet I want to give you going into the weekend. Who's going to have more passing yards, Hurt or Hill? Jacoby, you know you can't underestimate the power of Jalen's.
Yes,
I agree with you on the fact that he's going against the Saints, a stout defense, and he's in his first year. They're going to give him a lot of looks. They may confuse him some, but that's where his teammates around him got to make some plays. They need the defense to make some plays if you're the Philadelphia Eagles. We know that they're not the favorite against the Saints, but if they lose, it may not necessarily be because of the performance of Hurts.
Well, here's what you're going to see. You're going to see a lot of the Saints defense running to their own end zone and taking pictures in front of that camera. You're going to see a lot of Jalen Hurts ending up on the ground after getting sacked. I'm very concerned about this. I think that they should not start Hurts. They should keep the veteran Carson Wentz in there, who can read defenses better, has more experience, and who you need to see prove himself against this defense. Do not put a rookie in his first starting job out in front of the Saints defense. So you think on Monday's show, we're going to be celebrating an Eagles victory over the Saints? Is that what you think is going to happen on Monday's show? Is that what you really think is going to happen on Monday's show?
I wouldn't bet on that. I'm just betting on Jalen's. I wouldn't bet on that, though.
You love Jalen's, and I love Jalen's, too, and that's why I think they should not start him. They should put him in a position to succeed. Well, Paul George has been put in a position to succeed in Los Angeles. I was surprised. They gave him a 5-year, $226 million maximum extension. He did not come off an MVP caliber season. He did not come off playoff P. He was pandemic P. Jalen, are you surprised by the fact that the Clippers gave him a max extension in this environment after last year?
I'm going to go West Coast and give you some Chuck Taylor and put you up on the game. So a few things happening here. Number one, you don't want to go into a season where your two best players can both opt out after the year, especially after they just lost a 3-1 lead and got bounced out of the bubble. So if you can lock one of those guys up, you do it. Number two, do you know how much they gave up to get Paul George? Do you realize how much they gave up to get Paul George? You can't just allow him to walk after two seasons when you're giving up that many picks and that many players. But number three is the most important thing I want to point out.
What's that?
Kawhi Leonard's happiness and leverage. If you have Paul George under contract, that may be reason for Kawhi to want to stay, depending on how well or not so well they do in this year's playoffs. And if he doesn't go well and they don't feel like that they're a dynamic duo moving forward, you know what this deal gives the Clippers flexibility to do? Trade a top 15 player while he still has multiple years left on his contract. That's what happens. We just saw a swap with John Wall happening with Russell Westbrook. They both have big cap numbers. That's what happens after you play a year or two of these deals. It gives him the security to know that he's going to get his top dollar, but it gives them the flexibility and the leverage to either keep him or move him.
Jalen, I have a question. They gave Paul George this max extension. Something tells me, and tell me if I'm reading too much into this, they also offered this to Kawhi Leonard. You wouldn't just offer this to George. You would also offer this to Kawhi. And somebody tells me that Kawhi was offered this and politely declined. Am I reading too much into this by saying that maybe Kawhi Leonard is not long for the Clippers?
I think that you should look at it the way you look at Giannis's situation. And you make sure that you acknowledge it really is not going to be a game changer for Giannis to sign the deal this year versus next year. But if you're Paul George and you played the way you played in a bubble and you struggled in closeout games in Indiana, OKC, and the Clippers, you're not a finals MVP like Kawhi Leonard. You're not a regular season back-to-back MVP like Giannis. You take that bread. You take that bread. And that's exactly what he did.
Well, good for Paul George. Now $226 million richer. Congratulations, Mr. George, and Clippers fans. Because let's be honest, the Clippers franchise does not have a long history of winning and having star players on the roster. And they have that now with Paul George for the foreseeable future. Jalen, sometimes there's videos on the internet that we need to break down in detail. It's time for us to go to the table. Jalen, I know you have not seen this video, so I want you to commentate it, okay? You tell me what's happening with the aunties in the foot race, okay? Tell me what's happening.
Well, first off, it's daytime, so it was some mimosas involved. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, we're going to race this thing out. That's what we'll do. You know, some Bloody Marys, some eggs. And then before you know it, it's like, I'll race you. No, you can't. Yes, I can. No, you can't. Yes, I can. And they get on the line and they do it and they both fall down, dog, like the movie Friday. They both take a tumble like Humpty Dumpty and they go stumbling down.
The video of the race is interesting, but I think what's more interesting is the conversation that led to the race. I really want to know what led to this event. Like, how long did they argue? Why did they even get up to race in the first place? She got her sneakers on. Like, did she change shoes? What event is this? What are they doing? Shout to those two, and shout to you for commentating it for us. Jalen, Kyrie Irving is getting cryptic on social media, and the Chiefs have a tough test against the Dolphins. We have that much more waiting for you. Stay tuned. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Captain Morgan. There's more fun to be had. Drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Coming to you live from Pier 17 in the South Street, Seaport District of Manhattan, and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, regrettably, we are handing you the wheel. You have control of the program. Woo. You decide what we discuss. It is time for Keep It Moving.
Tang.
If you want to discuss a topic, say hit the brakes. If not, me, you, and Method Man jump in the minivan and keep it moving. And we start with a cryptic message from Kyrie Irving on social media. Kyrie did not talk to the media and was fined $25,000 and will be fined for each time he doesn't comply with the media rules. He put this post on social media, and at the bottom you see there he says, "I do not talk to pawns. My attention is worth more." Jalen, what do you think about his response to not talking to the media?
Well, the one thing about being a professional athlete, also an endorser of products, is you're going to be required, in theory, based on your job, to talk to the media and or do posts on social media to promote the things that you're being a part of. But with that being said, here's the point I want to make, and I've talked to you about that for years. I wish players could have a determination of where this fine money actually went. The Good NBA point. Does an amazing job of giving back to the community like no other sports entity. But if players could now control where that fine money went, I think that would further strengthen the relationships that these teams have with their actual communities that they play in. That money should stay in Brooklyn. I've said that for years. If Rasheed Wallace is getting texts for my Pistons, that fine money should stay in Detroit. And imagine at the end of the year, if there's a blank check at the presentation back to the community with one or two players present, you put on the big screen and show them and talk to them about anger management and or how to deal with adversity. So everybody wins. The league wins, the community wins, and the donation happens. That's going to take place eventually. I'm going to continue to be a champion for it.
And I think that's a really good point. You've been saying that for years. But one point I want to make about Kyrie Irving is I think in the media, people clown him for the world is flat thing. And he puts posts up like this and the media is going to say this and that about him. But one thing that Kyrie Irving does, he gives back to the community. Google it. Look up what Kyrie Irving has done in philanthropic philanthropic ways over his career. He has done so much to help the communities that he has played in that I want to give him a shout on this day in which he called the media pawns, and the media will respond in kind. Jalen, we have a big game in the AFC between the best team in football, the Chiefs, and the Miami Dolphins. Jalen, can the Dolphins defense slow down Mahomes and the Chiefs?
Is it me or the Chiefs playing the game in fast forward and everybody else playing in regular speed or slower? Is it just me? Like, is the cheater really like that fast? Is Travis Kelce like really getting open almost every time? Are they like amongst the league leaders in yards? Is Patrick Mahomes throwing at so many arm angles and running the ball and the best dual threat we have in the game? This is going to be a tough weekend for the Dolphins.
It's going to be a tough weekend for the Dolphins. The Chiefs have established themselves as the best team in football, and I believe they will show that on Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Eastern. Another game that I want to discuss is the Jets and the Seahawks. Keep moving.
We're not going to talk about the Jets. Keep it moving.
We keep it moving.
Couple teams in the NFC fighting for playoff position, the Vikings and the Bucks. Keep moving or hit the brakes?
Hit the brakes.
We'll hit the brakes on this one. The Vikings and the Bucks both trying to establish themselves as true playoff players in the NFC. Who do you think wins this one?
Your two guys on defense, Jacoby and White.
White
you
and
haven't
David.
Talked about them since the beginning of the season. We need them to make some plays. We talk so much about the Bucs offense. And yes, Brady's been the worst quarterback in the league throwing it 20-plus yards. And we don't know if Mike Evans is or isn't going to play. They need to run the ball more, but their defense must also play better.
Jalen, this game is bigger than you thought it would be when you see it on the schedule. And that is the one between our Cardinals and the New York football
giant. You know,
we're
going to hit the brakes on this one.
Hit the brakes on this one. It is going down to this. The Giants are trying to stay alive and on top of the NFC East. Can they beat the Cardinals, who have struggled lately?
This got to be a get-back game for the Cardinals. I wanted to hit the brakes on this game because I always like to acknowledge teams that outplay expectations. And once you lose Saquon Barkley or Danny Dimes misses a game, you're supposed to lose those, and they find ways to do that for the Giants. For the Cardinals, the same thing once you bring D-Hop over. So it's going to be a game to see if the Cardinals, to me, can ascend to a squad that can legitimately make the playoffs, or they're going to be a team that just makes incremental steps this year.
It's baffling to me that were the Giants to win this game, they would have the same record as the Cardinals. Again, the expectations. We always say happiness is a function of realistic expectations. The Cardinals are low-key underperforming expectations, while the Giants are overperforming expectations, especially after they lost Saquon Barkley so early in the season. I think the Giants win this one.
Ooh.
In the Meadowlands, in New Jersey.
Ooh.
On Sunday. Remember where you heard it, Jalen and Jacoby. They're going to beat the Cardinals. Jalen, I don't know why, but the Lions are also playing on Sunday. I don't know why they're still playing football.
Hit the brakes.
But the Lions are playing on Sunday against the Packers. Jalen, can they keep this within like 17 points? Can they keep it down to like 20 points?
I'm going to make this quick. You know, a lot of media gets so caught up in storylines. And if the Lions win this week, people are going to wake up on Monday and complain about the Packers not drafting a wide receiver in the first round and why Aaron Rodgers don't have weapons. When Aaron Jones and Devontae Adams, along with Aaron Rodgers, are an actual big three. Is there a better big three?
Jones and Adams are top five at their position in the entire league. Yet he doesn't have weapons. Well, we know what's going to happen in this one. The Packers are going to roll and beat the Lions by at least 20 points. And Jalen, we also have a big fight this weekend from your guy, Shakur Stevenson. We'll hit the brakes on this one. Can Shakur Stevenson stay undefeated against Clary?
Yes, he can. Shout to the OG Jay Prince, doing a terrific job of nurturing this young man who's a friend of the show. And like I told you when we brought him on, Jacoby, he's going to be that guy that's the face of boxing. He's going to be someone that continues to ascend. He reminds me of a modern day, you ready for this? Sugar Ray Leonard. That's who he reminds me of.
Great. Jalen, there's also another huge game this weekend. You versus me. in the Jalen and Jacoby Fantasy Football Playoffs.
Michigan,
we
Ohio
will
State.
Preview that and much more. Stay tuned. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Captain Morgan. There's more fun to be had. Drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
NBA preseason action returns to ESPN tonight at 10:30. You can watch the Kings take on the Trailblazers and the start of the 2021 season in the NBA. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. And on this Friday, I just want to wish everyone a wonderful weekend because it's a very special weekend as it is the beginning of fantasy football playoffs. And it is me against you in our J&J Fantasy League. And I just want to tell the people something, that Jalen Rose will draft his own players. He drafted Matthew Stafford. He drafted DeAndre Swift. He drafted Golladay. He drafted Hockenson. Jalen is that guy that just picks all of his favorite players from his own team. And that is why you're going to lose to me this weekend in fantasy football. Do not draft players from your favorite team. Don't draft with emotion.
I'm 6-7, look like you were 10-3, and watch my squad rise up and knock you out of the playoffs this week. And in my other league, just so you know, I made the JV playoffs, but I can't front. I've never been so proud of a team under 500.
Victories? We're doing more victories now? I just want everyone to know that Jalen Rose pays five figures to play fantasy football in his other league. Five figures. And one of us will be knocked out in the playoffs, and it is now time to turn our attention to one of the most famous knockouts in the history of film. And I just want to say an RIP to Tommy Tiny Lister, gentleman we know as Debo. Jalen, your remembrance and your thoughts about this great man.
I love Tommy. I got a chance to run into him so many times on the West Coast and in our travels as entertainers and public figures. And the character Debo was who he was on screen, but off screen, he was an awesome man, and may he rest in peace. Prayers to his family and friends.
We'll be back on Monday. Enjoy your weekend. Jalen and Jacoby. We always say we give the people what they want. Part of giving the people what they want is recording podcast exclusive content. And as you heard yesterday, we're still working out the kinks. But every Tuesday and Thursday, we'll be giving the people what they want with a pod exclusive only podcast 2 days a week. Because we're trying to get back to the old us. You know? We're trying to get back to the old us. We sold out a long time ago, Jay. We sold out a long time ago. It's time for us to get back.
But also, in our defense, it's only 24 hours in a day. And if you think of all of the progress we've made, in particular during this pandemic, it's because of our podcast supporters since day one. We went from being a pod to a late night 30-minute show, to an afternoon ESPN 2 30-minute show, to an ESPN 20-minute show, 15-minute show at 4 o'clock. Then we flipped to 2 o'clock. And so we were doing a lot of growing as a program. And always remember, Jacoby, everything you see online, everything you hear on the radio, you know what they'd rather be? On television. And Jalen and Jacoby graduated. And I'm pretty sure our podcast audience appreciates, because they know we're going to give them a dope pod to step to. Plus, they get a chance to check us out on the tube every day.
Couple things I want to hit on. One, if you don't have a Christmas tree yet, don't buy a Christmas tree. Cut down a Christmas tree from a Christmas tree farm. I took the family out to New Jersey, went to Charlie Brown's Christmas tree farm. Shout to Charlie Brown's Christmas tree farm. Ironically named Charlie Brown's Christmas tree farm. I've got the dopest, fullest, best Christmas tree I've ever had in my whole entire life, and it costs $45. Right downstairs at the bodega from my crib, they're trying to charge $150 for Christmas trees. Nope. I'm cutting one down for 45. I'm cutting one down for 45. So my suggestion is that everyone go and cut down their own Christmas tree from a Christmas tree farm. Jalen, we've been doing this for a long time. And we have an intense, intimate relationship with our podcast listeners, especially our podcast family, right? That's different than the TV show. Because people turn on the TV, they watch ESPN, but people listen to the pod, they listen to Jalen and Jacoby, right?
No doubt.
So sometimes they need our help. And we're like big brothers to our podcast family. And sometimes they need our help. And our producer, Andrew, has picked some voicemails of some gentlemen, some listeners who need our help. And we are there for you. So if you have any question about anything, you can call 985-80-JALEN and leave us a voicemail. And we're here for you. Let's start with the first call.
Yo, what's up? This is Dante, calling from Little Rock by way of Memphis, Tennessee. Love the show. Shout out to Reg. I'm calling for advice from you guys. I'm trying to get my girl back. We broke up a year ago and didn't end on the best terms, but I'm trying to get her back. What advice do you guys give me as being a part of two power couples? I need some help. Alyssa, I love you.
All right. First of all, Dante, you came to the right place. Okay. We got you. Number one, I don't think you're being truthful with us, Dante, because you cheated. You said it didn't end on good terms. Something tells me you cheated, Dante. You just didn't want to put it in the voicemail. If that's the case, regardless of what happened, all right, I'm not going to accuse you of something that I don't know you did. But I will say this.
You already did.
That's fine. Sorry, Dante. You know, sorry.
I think you cheated, Dante.
I think you did. But regardless of what happened, I will say this. You seen Shawshank? Where he chips through a
Classic.
Wall, just takes a little rock, takes a little hammer, just chips through the wall, one little chip at a time. And over time, over years, he builds himself a whole tunnel to get out of jail. That's basically what you need to do. There's no one big thing you can do to fix this problem. Just keep chipping away. Keep chipping away. Thoughtful text, nice little gifts. Keep chipping away. Keep showing your love over and over, repeatedly, day after day after day after day after day. That is how you get back. Jalen. You seem excited to answer this question. Help Dante out.
Dante, please let us know the update on you and Alyssa after this call, after this voicemail. I assume that since you shouted her out, hopefully she knows that you listen to this pod. If she don't, then number one, I ain't going to accuse you of cheating like Jacoby, but I'm going to accuse you of not letting her meet your friends, Jalen and Jacoby. You know, like, you're supposed to let her meet your friends, Jalen and Jacoby, dog. That would have been really important to this bonding process, because right now we could talk to her and you. Hopefully we're talking to her right now, but I'm going to assume that we're only talking to you. I like Jacoby's advice about being patient and being disciplined, but here's one thing that you can't control. That you hope doesn't happen. That she started kicking it with somebody else.
Uh-oh, it's been a year. Are we supposed to act like a full year she's been in the crib? I mean, no, it's a pandemic
see,
and all.
Like Dante, we your brothers, but you didn't hit us after 2 weeks, after four weeks, after 6 months. And she's already unfollowed you on social. She's already followed some people that if y'all were dating, you wouldn't like her to follow. Whether it's despite you or because she always wanted to. And you did too. You did too, mm-hmm. Dante. You know, let me see your searches right now on IG. Let me see your windows. Let me see your windows, Dante. And so you have to follow Jacoby's advice, but you got to do one more thing.
What's that?
The most important thing. Jacoby
What's
talked
that,
about
Jay?
Chipping away and gifts. Here's the most important thing. You gotta find a way to get her ear. The reason why she got with you in the first place, see, so many times men, we think that we're in control of if a relationship is gonna take off or not. Not understanding that the majority of the time, she's the one that's gonna determine if you get the number, if y'all gonna have a short or long term mm-hmm. relationship, she's gonna dictate all mm-hmm. of those things.
Preach.
So what you have to try to do is see if you can communicate with her and get her to communicate back. However you guys were communicating, is it email, is it text, is it DM? However, try to get her to respond to you. That's the first step. And ladies, I want to tell you something. Us men, we're so stupid. As soon as you guys give us an inch, we take a mile, and you give us a rope, we think we're a cowboy. So many times, dudes get a phone number and be like, oh man, she gave me that number. It's about to go down. Oh, it's on. Dudes be put. I'm from the era where people was writing numbers on paper and napkins. So dude will peel it out their pocket, show her writing, show how she wrote it, and be like, oh man, it's about to go down. We're like, nah, not necessarily. So you got to find a way to get her to hit you back. You got to find a way to get her to respond to you. And or if you can't get her to do that, you got to find a way to be where she is. Do you know what she work out? Do you know what she work? Don't stalk her. Don't run up on her. But you got to find a way to get her ear.
You said something to touch a nerve for me. And I'm glad my wife doesn't listen to the podcast because I'm about to make a confession, right? These social media apps have some of the brightest people on the planet, Silicon Valley, writing, updating, innovating, and they've got algorithms, right? So when I push the search function on Instagram and it puts up a bunch of things that it thinks you might be interested in, for me, it's all butts and basketball. That's it. That's all they put up there. It's butts and basketball. I just clicked on it right now. It's just all chicks and bikini and basketball highlights. That's all it is. And I guess that's just who I am. I think that's just who I am as a person. Like this, the Instagram will figure you out. They know me at my very, very core. At the inside, deep, deep, deep down, I am just basketball highlights and booties. And that's all I am. And it's so depressing when I click on the search function.
The most consistent industry of all times is the porn industry. It's the porn industry. There's so many stars that have been made in the porn industry, right? Superstars. Careful. We just talked about Lil Baby the other day. How much did Lil Baby pay? How much did Lil 16. Baby pay?
You said 16. Okay. I thought it was six.
No, he paid 16,000.
I've never paid $16,000 for anything. In my entire life, I've never paid $16,000 for anything. Not a single thing. I've never written a check for $16,000 in my entire life.
But then the problem with the game is then we're not supposed to know that. She let us know that. We're not supposed to know that. And so your habits are your personal habits. That's the reason why you shouldn't open someone else's mail. That's why it's illegal. Did you know it's illegal to open someone else's mail? That's their personal confidential information.
I try to tell my wife that every time I come home, she opened up my mail. I'm just like, yo, that's a federal offense. That's a federal offense right there. I'm calling the feds. But everybody right now you're listening to this podcast, open up IG, push the search button, and see what comes up. That's who you are. That is who you are. And for me, it's butts and basketball. We appreciate the call, Dante. You know what? Dante, I think you're a great guy. She should take you back. Okay?
I do
so
too.
So if you're listening, you know, take Dante back. He's a good dude. Let's listen to another one of our listeners that needs our help.
And the grass isn't always greener. And after a year, if you haven't found somebody, you might want to get that old thing back.
Yo, what up, Jalen Jacoby? This is Jack calling from Melbourne, Australia. First of all, shout out Reg, of course. Can't forget. I've got two quick questions, so I'll try and keep it real quick for you. First of all, Jalen, I'm going to need you to give us, help all the guys out there, give us the recipe one more time that helps, that helps us perform. Let's say it like that. When, not only the recipe, when are we consuming this concoction? First thing in the morning, just before the action? You know, we need the details here. We need your help. Secondly, a little bit of a personal problem. Let's just imagine you're good friends with a lady, quite a good looking lady, and you start realizing you've got feelings for this lady, but you're real good friends with her. What should I do? Do I tell her how I'm feeling? Let her know and risk making that friendship awkward, or I don't think it would ruin it, but, you know, it would make it a little bit different. Or I'd just sit tight and hopefully, you know, your brain moves on. And yes, these two questions are hopefully related. Thank you, and keep giving the people what they want. Cheers.
Big shout to Jack in Melbourne. Big shout to Jack. All right, so Jalen, I'm going to let you give the recipe to Jalen Juice, but I'm going to tackle the second question because I've got a personal story. Me and my wife were working together, and I was interested in her. The second I laid eyes on her, I was just blown away. I was just like, I couldn't believe there's a human being that beautiful on the planet. So I was interested immediately. She had no thoughts about me romantically in any way, shape, or form. She was just like, that's just some dude that I work with. So at some point, you just got to tell her about it. Like the great New Yorker Billy Joel says, tell her about it. So right now, Jack, Google Billy Joel, tell her about it, and that will inspire you because she might not look at you romantically, but once you express yourself, she will consider it. And that's what happened with my wife, and here I am 18 years later, happily married with 3 children. Jalen, he wants the recipe for the Jalen juice, and you have to tell him to get out how to get out the friend zone.
Absolutely. I'll piggyback your friend zone comment real quick. Don't think it will get awkward if you let her know your true feelings, because I promise you, you're not the first friend in her life that wanted to become friends with benefits. I promise you, you're not the first one, and you won't be the last. She's heard it all before. So if it's going to make you feel like you gave it your best ride, do what Jacoby said, and look at him 18 years later. Also, I want to give you the potion. And as I look over my right shoulder, I look at something I want you to Google. Too Short, Born to Mac. And he says something on that album that I want you to call the concoction that I'm about to tell you about. He mentions Act Right Juice. Finally, she feels the Act Right Juice.
Act Right Juice?
The Act Right Juice. Act Demetrius, juice? Our producer, you know what I'm talking about. And so here's the potion. It starts with apple, cinnamon, vinegar. So that's one of those things like you don't even realize you have in your refrigerator, right? You're going to be like, we got this? And you're like, man, we had this all of the time. It's just like one of those things that you have that you don't even realize you have. But if you don't have it, go grab it. Also add some lemon. And by the way, you're not drinking this because it tastes good. Like I've drank a lot of beer. I've drank a lot of cocktails that don't necessarily taste good. But I felt like they were going to get me inebriated, so I did it. You got to approach this the exact same way. You're not drinking it because it tastes good. You're drinking it because you want to perform well. Oh, whenever you get confused, that's the only reason why you're drinking it. So light on the honey. That's the next ingredient. Light on the honey. Get you some all natural honey bee, whatever you like. Really light on the honey. We ain't trying to put no pounds on you. You know what I'm saying? We just trying to make sure that you're ready to represent. And last but not least, if you're going to be spicy in the bed, you got to put something spicy in there.
Oh.
Some cayenne pepper. Cayenne pepper. And all of a sudden, you might like it as hot tea. You might like it as room temperature, wherever you like it. That could be your jam every morning.
So morning. He wants to know what time. He wants to know what time. What time
in the morning? In the morning, like you would have breakfast. Whenever you would have breakfast, that's what you take. And also, here another thing you might want to grab. Go grab you some B12. All B12? Of a sudden, yeah. Go grab you some B12. You know, Jacoby, I'm telling you, like I find myself in barbershops with kids, with youngsters that's in their 20s. And I'm just giving them sage advice on this, on these topics as I see them buy Viagra or talk about Molly's or talk about how they scissor gonna make sure that they able to make something happen when it's time to go down. And I'm like, yo, you don't understand, young fella. That machinery might not work when you get 40 if you keep operating it like that. And so try that Act Right juice and let me know the results.
Jack, do you remember our guy from Perth? I forgot his name, but we had an Australian guy.
Perth from Perth.
Huh?
It rhymed. Perth, I think.
He used to call into the show all the time, and now he disappeared. I hope he's okay. We love our international callers.
And also,
we shout
to
Big Crown, the greatest
mail
carrier in the game.
Yeah, exactly. We have a couple people sending us music and intros.
Big Crown. We appreciate you so much for the calls. We are always here for you. You can always call 985-80-JALEN and hit us up with any questions about anything. Go ahead.
And if you missed this week's podcast, Reg the Ledge was as excited as ever. We had Michael Rainey Jr. on. We had Tyreek on. Make sure, Tyreek from Power on. Make sure if you haven't seen it, go to the Jalen and Jacoby IG page, one of our personal pages, because Michael Rainey gave us his tips for being a waiver.
Mm-hmm.
He gave us his top tips for laying down your waves and having them spinning. So make sure you check that out.
So this morning I used the do-rag in the shower. I put the castor oil in. I brushed. I'm going to have waves by 2021. Jay, your hair looks so bad, dog. Like, get a haircut. I don't understand
this. As soon as I get done. You can still see my part, dog? Look.
No, I can't. Well, you guess because you don't have a haircut. Get
you
a haircut.
Can, dog.
Get a haircut.
I gotta let it grow like another more week.
You look like homeless Clyde
Christmas
Frazier right
Day.
Now. Homeless Clyde
Christmas
Frazier.
Day.
That's what you look like.
As soon as I get done with the show, I'm going to throw the do-rag back on. You know what I mean? Drop a little oil on that thing. Brush a little bit. By Christmas Day.
We will be back on Monday. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done. And you know what else? I'm happy that we're not this weekend playing Ohio State. We're not done.
We got to do a show.